You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. We're back. How are you? How are you, Billy?
Yeah, pretty good, Brettie. Look, probably need to change from Midweek Malarkey to bantering with Brett and Billy because, yeah, we're a bit of lone wolves in here tonight.
I'm just looking distantly over at the chairs. You've actually had to change up. You're in Az's seat. Hopefully your mic then now all of a sudden works.
Yeah, I think it's mic 3. It's been playing up for the last 18 months.
Must be that. But, week off last week and still, just the two of us this week, bit slack. And there is a bit of news on that, but we'll get to that in a sec. What'd you get up to I guess it's been 2 weeks since we've been in. What have you been up to?
Come off the off the other end of COVID, but then just sort of back into the swing of it. You know, work's kicked off again, and there's a bit of cricket on weekends.
Bit of cricket, yeah. So you didn't get up to the Gold Coast?
Unfortunately, no, I did not. I don't think many people have recently.
Yeah, no, I did.
Okay.
No, I ducked up there, not this weekend gone, but the one before, just for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back Monday. Just probably a highlight is Gold Coast race course isn't bad. I had been there before, but good little race course, good I would say good atmosphere, just relatively I wouldn't say anything's too overly dear, and the dress code's just pretty casual. You know, thongs will get you in just fine.
Whereabouts is it in relation to like the main drag and stuff?
From surfers, say, like, is it Caval Ave, the main spot in surfers there?
Yep.
Yeah, from there, it's only probably 5-10 minute drive sort of back. I guess you'd say it's west, as in back off the coast. 5, maybe 10-15 minutes. But I can't remember the suburb it's in. But, nice little spot there.
How was the weather, like wet and wild and stuff? Was it all right?
didn't get to wet and wild. What was your favourite? Going on a tangent, but of Movie World, what is it? Movie World, Wet and Wild,
and SeaWorld.
SeaWorld. There's the fourth one, isn't there now?
Well, there was Dream World, and also there's like Whitewater World, but. Them two were sort of connected, but you used to get the 3-park super pass, which was SeaWorld, Movie World, Wet and Wild.
Yeah, and that's where I went, that's the last time I've been, so that was last year. No. That was when I don't know how old, I might have been 8 or 9. Favourite of the lot?
Oh, it'd have to be Wet and Wild, purely because it's so hot up there.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm with you. The Aqua Racer too, like I think, this is the case for Adventure Park in Geelong, so I'm sure Queensland parks, which have been around longer, but a lot of the rides now, no walks up all these stairs and flights of stairs to get to the top. You just sort of like a lift type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Or a bit like the platforms at the airport that just sort of take you along. There's not really no incline. It's not a small little burn up the hill. Really.
Yeah, pretty much. So you get a it just amazes how much we make it easy for people these days. No fitness. Don't walk up those stairs.
Because that's how, you'd get your buddy. That's, everyone in Queensland have got such big, good calf definition because they're just walking up the buddy's rides all day.
I do. No knock on Shepherd and Geelong and Victoria in general. I did notice up at the Gold Coast, men and women up there definitely fitter and in shape, more in shape than down here.
Probably more tan as well, I'd be thinking.
Yeah, just probably. But I didn't really fit in there, to be honest. I think I figured out why, though, because, the first night up there, early, so there was a Friday, so then early Saturday morning, 6 o'clock, just like the sun's already early sunrise. So sunrise must arise at 5 there, I think. Like, so it's pretty,
gets to make the most of your day.
When it's up that bright, you can't sleep. Well, I couldn't anyway. Like, when you've been, it's not like you went to bed early. So anyway, it's cracking spot.
Did you venture to Topgolf at least?
Not this year. I have been to Topgolf and I was pushing a bit Topgolf, but I got outvoted. Cracking facility, saying it's a driving range where you hit golf balls does sells it way short. I love how you can play different games against each other, and actually there's a GPS. This is not an ad for Top Golf either, by the way. They do not sponsor, but if they do, if you are listening, you can reach out and sponsor the station. I like how you can hit to different parts of the hole and different holes. Sorry, around the driving range, and actually have comps. So you might have actually chip against someone else for three or four goes, and it scores your points. And there's a GPS in the ball. Phenomenal. Didn't realize that when I first went there. Just was thinking, you know, you hit a few golf balls and then go home. But it's pretty good setup.
Yeah, no, I've never been, but everyone always talks quite highly of it.
And there's room for about, I would estimate, around 50 booths. So, like, you could have a party of, you know, 4 to 8 people in one sort of booth, I guess, that you tee off and play these games, get, you know, drinks, food delivered to your booth. So, there you go, Top Golf, some free sponsorship. Quick Invergordon cricket update. Where we at? We're still undefeated, is that correct?
Yes, on top still, which is very nice. Had a nice convincing win on the weekend.
Convincing?
Well, it was a bit rocky at the start of our innings, but then the two rocks of the team came in to steer the ship home.
If you're listening and you're from Chitura and you played on the weekend against us out at the football over there, just get on the Facebook page and let us know whether you're midweek malarkey. It is on Facebook. Let us know whether you thought it was convincing, because at 5 for 40-odd, chasing 80, it was dicey. Who come in at 7 and was not out? Yeah, yours truly.
Well, normally the wicketkeeper comes in at... sorry. Yeah, you're right, Brett. me and our other co-host, Aaron Cormacan, just steered the ship home nicely.
I'm surprised Az isn't made himself available. I think he's at work commitments in his defence. I am surprised he's not in, given the chance, the opportunity to brag about steering a team to victory.
Talk a couple of crucial wickets too.
Captain Araldite, actually. He does like to bowl at the tail, credit to him. Someone does have to do it, I guess. It's not always an easy job. Action-packed show coming up. Bit of news, actually, with the show. Sad news or good news, depending on how you view the show. Then we've got a bit of cricket, bit of UFC, if Bill wants to chat some UFC. And there is a quiz. I'm giving Bill a quiz. And it's obviously not competing against anyone because it's just the two of us. But there's a theme to that as well. But, stick around. Coming up, we've got another Rolling Stones song. This is Rolling Stones with Paint It Black. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Country roads are abundant with wildlife, including kangaroos, wallabies, deer and wombats. Colliding with any of these animals can cause serious damage and or injury. These animals are most active during dawn and dusk, so if possible, try to avoid driving at these times. If a collision with wildlife is unavoidable, maintain control of your vehicle and avoid swerving, as this could result in losing control. Apply the brakes firmly and remain in your lane. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install, and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. If you're just joining us, it's me and Bill riding solo this week. Going well so far, don't you think, Bill?
Yeah, nice continuity between the two of us, I'd say, Brett.
I would have thought so, just on some... Well, that's the feedback I'm getting on the text line. That's actually the Facebook line. Big news, good or bad, depending on how you want to view it. This is our second last show on Midweek Malarkey. Ripped the Band-Aid off, let you all know. We didn't get sacked, which is surprising. It's been a year or so and still not.
Yeah, no, just time has come, hasn't it, Freddie?
Yeah, let's call it a hiatus. It's not a goodbye, it's a see you later. We'll see how we go. But, yeah, work commitments, different things, all very, good at getting to football training and all that kind of stuff too. So, sorry if you can hear the aircon leaking in this studio here. We're trying to fix that. We will. This will be our second last. So next week will be the last one for a while. Thanks for everyone who has listened. If you are a loyal listener out there, really appreciate it. But we'll get into that more next week, and hopefully Wilbur and Az join us next week for the final show, which will be on a Wednesday as usual, 6 to 7. Housekeeping finished. We'll move on. You're going to say something there, Bill?
No. All good. I'll just keep it for next week. But it,
I thought you had an emotional speech ready. Oh, you look poised.
Saving it for tomorrow. But listeners at home, like, reach out during the week if you want a recap of a favorite moment from Midweek Malarkey, favorite story, favorite joke. We'd love to hear from it. We'll try and get it in there for you.
The Animal Kingdom incident has to be up there from poor Wilbur.
Yeah, that was a bit of a whoopsie from Will. Also, the night we went as Vikings characters.
Oh yeah, that was dicey. Or what about my quiz dominance? Yeah, do you recall that?
Well, I don't know if you were the dominant one, Brett, or if I come in pretty hot at the start.
Yeah, you did start well. I'll give you that when I was giving the quizzes. Quickly, we didn't touch on local cricket other than Invergordon local cricket, but if you're wondering about the other cricket out there, which I'm not sure why you would be, but we'll crack into that quickly. Central Park, good win again, 200 defeated Northerns, 128. Central Park looking good on top, 10-1 still. Probably an honourable mention though, Bill, not sure if you saw this one, is Wai'i versus Kai, 2-3 on the ladder. Kai Abram, 77. Wai'i, 7-79 chasing. So, close one in the end. But, Wai'i got the chocolates. Friend of the show, Kyle, 28. So, needed more, Kyle.
Still, that's...
28 of 77.
Yeah, that's okay. Not too bad. Yeah.
Could have been a dicey pitch out there, I dare say. If that's... Seven down. So, that nearly defended it. But, anyway, Kai Abram's still in third spot, but Wai'i... with some breathing room now. Honourable mention to Cara too, second win of the year. They beat Shep United 134-117. Gee, for Shep United, I can't pronounce that name, but Lachlan Hettidge, 57 not out of the team's 117 runs. So doing a bit of a Steve Smith in England there. Jacob Kerr, 4-6. So... some nice figures there. Well done, Jacob. We will move on. We will move on. Quick wrap up, I guess, of the six. Namurka fourth, Ngambi 5 and Northerners 6th. Maroopna looking like nearly the only team that can crash in there, 3 points outside the 6. Katandra 12 points out, so they're probably going to struggle.
Maroopna reigning premiers too.
Yeah, they
bit
just
of a backslide.
They didn't play on the weekend versus Katandra. Do we know what happened there?
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure they've had a few COVID incidents.
Right. So the game's postponed rather than
I think it's been postponed, but considering the where we are in the season, I reckon it will be called a draw.
It's going to be hard to play a catch-up game. So if it's a draw, I think that's 3 points. That puts them smack bang equal 6th. They're probably a bit. They probably do sneak past Northerners on percentage. So the reigning champs are on the ropes, but we'll see if they get in.
Bit of doggies in 16.
Yeah, they could win it from 6th. You never know. Now moving on, 2020 World Cup. Not 2020 World Cup. Sorry, 2020 series. Did you know it was on?
Not particularly. I watched a little bit last night purely because I was flicking through the channels by accident.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of the international T20s.
No, and it hasn't been, it hasn't been advertised all that much, really.
Coming off, the bit of heat that the Big Bashes cops, that's been gone for too long. Everyone's had enough of 2020s, and then 2 weeks later, you've got a, international series.
Yeah. I did want to touch on how much is too much. We spoke about the Big Bash being too much, but there is another. I didn't know if you'd know this, but there's another 2020 World Cup this year, and we had one last year.
Yeah, so they're doing it every 2 years, is correct? But since of COVID, like the Olympics last year, it was supposed to be played the year before. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
Ridiculous though. I'm not sure.
Do you think it takes the value of the trophy away a little bit when it's played in such repetition?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think you see. Yeah, I reckon. I don't know. I think back to the one day World Cup hosted, Australia, New Zealand, and because it's every 4 years, that was good when not in Australia and New Zealand every 4 years, but when we hosted it, might have been, I don't know if that was 26. Anyway, whenever it was, I recall that being, that was a great atmosphere. It was good hosting it with New Zealand, and then New Zealand-Australia final at the MCG was huge. I don't think if you were doing that every 2 years, would it be as huge as that?
I don't think so. The one good thing is, there's going to be some games played at some regional towns in Victoria. Oh, not regional towns, but, it's like St Kilda and Geelong and things like that, I'm pretty sure. So,
yeah.
It'd be good to go and experience some high-level cricket in a different atmosphere sort of thing,
Yeah. I think I'll appreciate it too because it is here locally, so I'll probably get around it a bit. But if this was, another one that was in India or if it's South Africa or wherever it was, just not in Australia, I wouldn't care for a second one in 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't particularly that worried about the one just gone either.
Until we won, then that was a positive. Did want to have a chat to you. It's not old news now, but it is about a week old. But Simon Goodwin, is that the biggest non-story of the year? Getting beat up for having what was the issue? Having a drink with his players? And then part of it was bullying.
So I think some disgruntled trainer has mentioned about his bullying facade.
Yeah.
But then this sort of parlayed it into, and it's a bad culture because he drinks with his players and things like that.
Right. I feel that story was sat on from late last year, and they've gone when we've got a quiet week in stories, we'll write 3 days in a row about Goodwin.
Well, it's a bit like Froffy's May getting done a couple of years ago for having a beer on a Sunday when he was, I think he might have been injured, and that's why he was under the spotlight a bit. But if it's one beer on a Sunday and you have no commitments, I don't think you've done anything wrong.
Yeah, that one was a beat up too because I think he was genuinely. He obviously wasn't aware of his photo, but apparently the truth behind it was he had two beers there or something and then went home. So he's not exactly, you know, I guess if you're injured and you're out on town and you're really drunk, fair enough. You cop, that's not probably a good look. But, yeah.
It is quite interesting, though. Like, if the story is true that the AFL were putting pressure on Melbourne to get rid of him at the start of the year, and then he's 3 months later, his premiership coach is locked in for as long as he wants now, really.
Yeah. That's what I don't know why they're trying to bring him down a bit, but imagine if they, it made me think, imagine if locally, local coaches weren't allowed to drink with their players, how would they go?
Well, you probably wouldn't have any players because that's when you get most of your recruiting done.
Yeah. It's also when you tell the coach, oh, yeah, you're playing me in the wrong position, stuff, or having a beer with him, because you don't tell him on a Saturday. But anyway, we will move on. Did want to talk about the UFC. Now, those UFC is mixed martial arts, for those who are really not a fan. But big, it was in Las Vegas on the weekend, I think, or might have been.
I'm not too sure, but yeah.
Los Angeles. Anyway, it was in America, but Aussies were the two main events. Start with Whittaker versus Artis. Did you watch it, firstly?
I caught the highlights, though.
Yeah, Whittaker, Robert Whittaker, former champ, and then lost it to Israel Adesanya. Won 3 fights in a row, rematch. He did pretty well. He held him to 5 rounds.
Them two would have like one of the better rivalries of modern times, wouldn't they?
I think so. I think they're. It's probably not as got as much heat behind it as some. So in the UFC, there's this tendency that people a lot of trash talk and
whoever's the loudest sort of gets the most attention, sort of thing. But if people just go about their business.
Yeah, which these two do more go about the business, and there's a lot of respect. You know, they would handshake after the game and, you know, raise each other's hand. So it was a bit more, there's more respect in that sense. But a lot saying that he was a bit stiff, he lost a unanimous decision. I think the most, two judges scored it 3-2, one scored four rounds to one. So he got done, but nonetheless a good effort. The fella he was playing is fairly dominant. But Tai Tuivasa.
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. He had a win against the third-ranked heavyweight. And if you like boxing or if you like any sort of combat sport, you really do need to go have a look at Bam Bam or Tai Tuivasa if you haven't. Just phenomenal. I think that's 5 knockout victories in a row. And shoeys after every victory.
Yeah, no, he's a fair old wrecking ball, isn't he? He just comes in throwing him, and he's a bigger boy, but he's got a fair bit of stamina. Like, he just keeps going and going, which is good.
Yeah, he can take a hit too. Like, he got, he's of Aboriginal heritage, and usually straight after every win, I see him do it sort of like does this dance celebration, victory. But he was he was sort of enough hurt that he didn't know really where he was after getting the win. So that was, again, really good fight, if that's what you're into. Now, I did want to have you ever had a long-standing rivalry in sport? It can be against a player or a club.
Oh, Dookie have got a fair rivalry against Shep East, so that's... like just a local footy one.
Shep East, yeah.
We're both sponsored by IK Caldwell, so we've got the IK Caldwell Cup.
Mm, both move into the KDFL after previously being in Pecola?
So we were in the Pecola League, I think, up until about 2017 or 18.
Yeah.
And then Dookie moved to the KDFL, whereas Shep East moved to the Murray League.
Oh.
And then Shep East came back, I think, 2019 or maybe even 2020, and, you know, the rivalries just continued on.
Mm. Yeah, the reason I asked, did you see what happened with Ben Cutting on the week?
I've only actually seen a little clip of it today, but, yeah, he's taken an old foe to the cleaners and he's not been too happy about it, correct?
Yeah, there's a Pakistani bowler, his name eludes me off the top of my head. 2018, 3 or 4 years ago, basically gave him a bit of a send-off with the middle finger salute, which very rude, I would have thought.
So the Pakistani players done it to cutting.
Yep. This was back in 2018. Anyway, the rivalry simmered away because they play in 2020 comps around the world against each other. So this started in the Caribbean Premier League. Anyway, most recently, Pakistani Super League. Ben Cutting took him for 27 off and over and hit him for 3 sixes. After the third one, he's given him the treatment back that he got in 2018. So, Aussie on the way soil, just going unchecked, really.
Yeah, well, after you've knocked your third six for the over, you're probably feeling sky high.
You're feeling pretty happy. There was nearly a blue. I haven't actually seen the footage, but I read an article about it and might have to. It's worth probably a bit of a Google or a YouTube to check that.
It is good. Some of the lesser, like, you know, you've got your IPL and you've got your Big Bash of Summer records. They're a bit more proper and things like that. Some of the lower ones, they're a lot more animated. You know, they're a lot more passionate and things like that. So yeah, it's the tensions. I remember there was one day where this bloke kept writing down his sixes on his bat, and then the bowler got him out and just went right in his face. That was a very good one.
On the other week was the took off the shoe and made a phone call. That one, not bad. Would you? You'd nearly rather these days be a good 2020, a reasonably in the top. You'd be nearly rather be in the top 20. 2020 cricketers in Australia, even the top 30, then be sort of a like 8th to 20th best test player, because there's no money there. But if you're good at 2020, you can just tour the world all year.
Well, look at Ben Cutting, for example. He probably hasn't played Shield cricket for at least 5 to 10 years.
Good while now, yeah.
And then another big one, which is a bit of a bolter, I think, is Tim David. A Singapore-born fellow, but Australian resident. He has been overlooked his whole life. He's been for Shield and things like that. He's been playing Big Bash he was with Perth, and now he's with
Hobart. He? Yep.
And he's just went for $1.5 million in the IPL.
Gee, it's crazy.
That was the biggest purchase for any Australian. Hazelwood went at 1.4, and David's gone at 1.5.
He went higher than Hazelwood.
Yep.
Gee.
Went higher than Stark. Went higher than
And Hazelwood's in good form too. I guess Tim David can bat and bowl, can't he? So he's a bit of an all-rounder.
Yeah, he's just been so dominant. And the interesting thing I thought was, Tim David's been picked up for a lot. McDermott not picked up.
Ben McDermott.
Well, I haven't checked out what's happened on the Sunday, but he was passed on the Friday. And I believe if you pass on that, you can lower your reserve and go again in a couple of days' time.
Yeah.
Because Steve Smith was passed in, Zampa was passed in. Like, a few big names in the Aussie camp were passed in.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. Like, surely Zampa gets picked up over on the spinning decks there and he's proven form. I don't know. In the 2020 World Cup, he was pretty big for us. He's been big again in this series against Sri Lanka. Ben McDermott, I maybe slightly understand if they're worried about him going on to the Indian pitches and playing more spin. He's more got a proven record in the Big Bash, I guess. But surely, like, his form this year was phenomenal in the Big Bash.
Well, it was a bit like pretty similar to Darcy Short a couple of years ago, and I know he got a couple of IPL contracts. I don't think he did this year.
He got a gig. Yeah, well, but Ben McDermott's been doing it though. Like, I think he's even better than Short in terms of how long he's been good in the Big Bash. He's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, I maybe one thing to his downfall is he hasn't done too much in the Aussie internationals yet.
Yeah.
So it might be just that one step up's a bit too much for him.
Yeah. No, you're right. He averaged pretty poor for the country. He made a golden duck last night. So.
Yeah. Mitch Marsh picked up the lazy 1.1 or 1.2, I think, which is, you know, it's quite nice for a couple of months' work.
Didn't even play this series against Sri Lanka. Just had a rest. So good on you. Good on you, Mitch. Righto, stay around. We will have, we'll have a bit of quiz after this. And we'll see what we decide to finish on. But, yeah, coming up, we've got one more Rolling Stones song. This is the Rolling Stones with Angie. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
This is John Painter.
And Trevor Franklin from
Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 5821 2111. That's 5821 2111.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey for the second last time, perhaps ever. Anyway, next week is the last week we'll have for a good while anyway. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll talk more about that next week. Hopefully, as and Wilbur join us. If you are just joining us, it's me and Bill in the studio tonight. Bill, I've got a quiz tonight, but it's more of a test. It's how loyal are you? So I've got two of your key teams. All the questions relate to that. So the Essendon Football Club and then Australian cricket team.
Okay, this is going to be quite embarrassing if I bomb out. But yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it is. I'll accept. I would say most of these questions are pretty easy to intermediate, I would say. So if you're really loyal, allow for one incorrect, maybe two. But if there's three, you're not a loyal fan, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll crack into it. This is probably the hardest one of the lot. How many Dons players, Essendon players, sorry, I should say, have won the Brownlow medal? Now, we're not counting Job Watson because he's been stripped. Sorry, that's probably a touchy subject.
How many players or how many medals?
I'll accept both. I've got both answers in front of me. Yeah. Happy for
when
you.
When did the Brownlow come in? Is it 70s?
No.
Or did the Norm Smith come in the 70s?
Yeah, the Norm Smith came in, I think, 78 or 9, because Wayne Harms won it first time. Brownlow medal came in 1924.
Okay.
So, yeah, if that helps with a educated guess.
I think there's been five players.
Oh, he's got it. Can you name a couple of them for me just to lay that it wasn't a guess?
Gavin Wanganine.
Yes.
James Hurd.
Yes.
Dick Reynolds.
Yes. Well done. That's three of them.
John Coleman.
No. So, you're right with the first three. So, Dick Reynolds won three of them in the 1930s. James Hurd won 96. Yep. Wanganine was 93. Yep.
From the back pocket.
Yep. Yes, he was backman. Probably the last backman to win, I think. Bill Hutchison won it twice, two times in a row. I think he drew one. That was in the early 50s. And Graham Moss won it in the 70s, I think.
I wouldn't have got them ones.
So total of eight times, but you got the players right, so five. So well done. Cracking start. You could get all of these. How many VFL/AFL flags have the Dons won?
16.
Bonus point, how many total flags have they won, including the VFA? So it's a tough... Oh, that's
27.
Nah, 20. So they won four more in the VFA. All in a row. I was just looking at this before the show. Yeah, four in a row. So in the VFA days, though, only the Mighty Pies have done four in a row in the VFL-AFL days. Yeah, this one's not that easy. Who did Dustin Fletcher overtake on his way to 400 club games for Essendon?
Overtake.
Yeah, so who was the previous games hold record holder for the Essendon Football Club when...
I was going to say he overtook all of them.
Yes, sorry, that's a really good point. I'm thinking he's sort of 70s, 80s vintage.
Yeah, I think I know what he... As soon as you tell me, I'm going to...
378 games, if that helps.
Yeah. He was a big fella.
He's a ruckman.
It wasn't Paul Salmon, was it?
No, he's a ruckman though.
Yeah.
Simon Madden.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Stiff. You did say a big fella, so I'll give you. If that's the only one you get wrong, you've done really well. Moving on to cricket though now. Please name the top, and this is all test cricket too, the proper format of the game. Please name the top five run scorers ever. Now, I'll allow for an error of one here. Maybe two.
Ponting?
Yes, he's first.
Steve Orr?
Three.
Matthew Hayden?
Five. So you've already, this is just now for bonus.
Michael Clarke?
Fourth. So you're missing second.
Not Alan Border, is it?
Yeah, it is. He's rounded out the five. Well done. Very impressive, Bill. Very impressive.
I know Border was one of the best captains we've ever had, one of the best players we've ever had.
Mm.
I actually cannot remember him playing at all. The first time I ever watched him play live was when he played in like the 4X Gold Beach Cricket.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember the 4X. Yeah, well, because he would have finished... When would Border have finished? Like late 80s or 90s? No, 90. He would have went to the 90s, wouldn't he? Because Tubby Taylor was captain after him. And so he must have went to the 90s.
I can even barely remember Tubby either.
So yeah, but no, me neither. We're showing our age. But name the top five wicket takers. I want four of these five. I'm going a bit hard on this.
Warren, McGrath, Lyon.
That's 1, 2, 3. So you've got him in order so far.
Brett Lee?
No. Brett Lee's not in the five.
Hazelwood?
No. Buzzed him out. I'll give you one last crack. Who did Warren and McGrath overtake when they were overtaking someone? Because that's how I remember this person. So it's a bit more longer standing than where you're going.
Like Dennis Lilley or something?
Yes, yeah. Dennis Lilley. Yeah. Dennis Lilley, fourth. And Mitchell Johnson in fifth.
He was going to be my next guess.
Yeah, okay. Righto.
But so, then I also had Dizzy Gillespie in the back of my mind too.
Dizzy. You're faring pretty well. That's the first one you've been... I'm big Madden, I guess. But you've done well. Last one. Who holds the most test matches for Australia ever? Who holds the record there? There's two players actually equal, so I'll accept either.
Ponting?
Yes, Ricky Ponting.
And equal with Border?
Ooh, now Border's just behind him in third. Steve Waugh is equal with Ponting. Well done. You've proved very loyal there. Reading it, I was very interesting. Most consecutive tests in a row, Alan Border, he played 152 tests in a row, so nearly his whole career in a row. So... Well done.
You'd be pretty dirty, say if you got dropped or, you had like a side strain, like, oh, no, we can't risk it.
Yes. See, well, that's, I guess, when you don't get rested those days, whereas now it's impossible. You'll have a rest, mate. Sorry.
Well, this is a bit off cricket and things like that, but one of the modern, most modern day streaks, I think Jack Crisp from Collingwood's on about 160 games in a row.
He's building.
Which is very, very good.
He nearly missed that week too, and he's played through some injuries especially his later years. So he's not been a bad pickup considering he's considered a set of steak knives.
Yeah, one of my more favourite Collingwood players.
Yeah.
Mm. Old Crispy.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Anyway, that's it. That's it for tonight. Stick around. The Dutch program's coming up. And, don't forget, last episode of Midweek Malarkey next week. Definitely tune in for that. Finishing up, we're staying with the winning formula. We've got the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.